Please listen to the teachings by generating the proper motivation in accordance with the tradition of the lineage lamas by thinking that for the benefit of all mother sentient beings that pervade the infinitude of space, I must attain the unsurpassable, pure, complete state of enlightenment, which is completely free of all mistakes and perfected in all the qualities and knowledge. And in order to attain the state, that I'm going to listen to the most profound, pure Mahayana teachings. When we take the teachings of the founder Guru Shakyamuni Buddha, who is regarded as as one's ultimate objects of refuge, the reason why one would hold a Buddha as one's sublime object of refuge, the reason behind that is because of the instruction of the Dharma teachings. Out of the resources of these teachings, then, you have the arising of all the Shravaka and the Pratika Buddhas, the hearers and the solitary realizers, as well as all the assembly of our Bodhisattvas. And they all, in turn, arise out of the roots of Bodhicitta. And Bodhicitta then arises out of the roots of compassion. So, accordingly, then, the great Indian master Chandrakirti then praises the mind of compassion in this respect, that that all the arisings of all the hearers, Buddhas on the hearer's part, Buddhas on the solitary realizer's part, all the assembly of bodhisattvas, all having arisen out of the roots of our bodhicitta. And that, in turn, having arisen out of compassion, is a prayer of praise, also composed by Chandrakirti. And so when compassion is praised, the praise to compassion is made before even the praise and offerings to the Buddhas. Even before, you know, preceding, before one makes offerings and praises to the Buddhas, then one makes the praise to the mind of praise or offerings to the mind of compassion. The reason for that is because it is an important feature on the path as a cause generating the path, and that which also nourishes us, nurtures us, or supports us in our path, and what also enables the fruits. Of the results of the path, just like the so in this way we say compassion is important at the beginning, in the middle, and to the very end. Just like the seeds, you know, in order to have a good harvest, then you first have to start with planting of the seeds, and just like the seeds, then you can say compassion is that seed for us in the spiritual path. And then in the middle, just like how you need the water, the manure, sunlight, like this, to nurture that seed into growing well. In the same way, then throughout the course of our spiritual path, then it is the mind of compassion which brings forth that kind of support or nourishment, the constant enhancement in one's spiritual path, just like the water and the manure, like that. Then, just like the seed which eventually results in a good crop of harvest, in the same way, then it is in the end, at the end of one's spiritual path, what enables the attainment of the two objectives, you know. The ultimate objective for the self, the ultimate benefit for the others, this kind of a result to attain enlightenment for the benefit of sentient beings is also enabled by the mind of compassion. So in this way, we say compassion is important at all of the stages, from the very beginning, in the middle, and at the very end of the path too.
Shambadan, Tinaga Guni, Nindi, Tinaga Tonsavai in Dingi. That's your don't you tell me this is Jivaru, Tambu, 就是咱们今天刚刚的讲，刚才不讲，刚刚的讲了，每个人就那么做，那种个呢，就要就人讲个就可以。我在刚刚的在去，刚刚这个啥呢？人讲起，人讲起，见过，就在刚刚的讲，提到了就，第二段，趁那年把当，第二段，我就第二段趁那年把在，前面个年纪，先把前面当年纪，前面个刚的。 就先把当年纪全部肉身上下点着个，然后这个样没定的。第二段就是趁那年不先把当，我到第二段趁那年不年纪，我就等着去几个过年村民一起嘛了，就进行的。等你跌倒当这边多不，我就在就，在想就去城市，特别全部身体当这边有啊嘛的，那跌倒的这边都不晓得。 就让人，快快地做吧，特别就他们那年吧，你让这你让南京的得上班当，这里讲就十七七八点半吧，特别全部那年呢，得到第二档趁那年吧，这第二档趁不是九九年吧，第二档趁下的那个下午年不先把那这个什么，就俺归先把村里呢，在家吃人住。
年纪要点老年个，等下当转那年吧，等下当转就年吧，等下当转吧，都给下我现在可啷个年纪点着就体现，我在点着个过年的先把七龙啊当年纪七龙啊过年一年，想就去三个集体，但是个月吧就。So
when we talk of compassion, then there are many different types of compassion or many different levels of compassion. You know, the highest form of compassion is known as the great compassion, and the compassion on the in the case of the in the case of the Buddhas on the hero's path or the solitary realizer's path, then their compassion is known as limitless compassion, immeasurable compassion. So you have compassion at the level of an ordinary sentient being, then a compassion at the level of being an Arya being or a superior being. And so with regards to the immeasurable or limitless kind of love and compassion as practice in those paths, then they are usually in the format of the prayers of the in the format of the four immeasurable prayers. Each of those prayers, then you know, in relation to compassion, in relation to love, then it's rooted in the understanding of in the understanding of suffering and generating out of the resources of the renunciation the thought to definitely to emerge out of cyclic existence. By reflecting on the shortcomings of one's suffering or one's cyclic existence, by reflecting on this, then developing the renunciation. So when one thinks in terms of one's own sufferings or hardships, then it and generates the wish to definitely emerge out of this state is known as renunciation. But then when one reflects on suffering in terms of others' suffering and thinks, you know, thinks how wonderful it would be if others were free from suffering, and, you know, may they become free from suffering, then that kind of mind, then when one thinks of suffering in terms of others, then that becomes compassion. So compassion then is expressed in accordance with the four immeasurables at three different levels, you know, wanting sentient beings to be free of suffering. And may they become free. And then on the you know, the Shravaka and the and the hearers and the solitary realized path, then the motivation is that in order for sentient beings to be free from suffering, wanting to attain liberation for that purpose, in order for sentient beings. To be free from suffering. But on the Mahayana path, then it goes to the extent of not just thinking how wonderful it would be if sentient beings were free from suffering, but may they become free from suffering. And the third feature is the distinguishing characteristic of the compassion as expressed in the Mahayana path, which is may I myself alone then cause this to happen. you know, generating a sense of complete responsibility for oneself to accomplish that. So that, you know, these are the three, you know, features that you have in the expression of the limitless compassion, and likewise in the expression of the limitless, you know, loving kindness. You know, how wonderful it would be if sentient beings had happiness. And then may sentient beings have happiness. And in the case of the, in the Mayana path, then may I myself cause that to happen. You know, become generating thought of complete responsibility for that. So in the case of the hero's path or the solitary realizer's path, then instead of the expression of the thought of may I myself cause this to happen, then for this may I attain liberation. So that is how it is kind of distinguished. But it is out of the resources of generating loving kindness and compassion that one can generate the highest altruistic thought of bodhicitta. So, when we take the, in the case of the hero's path or solitary realizer's path or the minor path, the compassion, although the practice of generating compassion is common to all of these three vehicles, but how it is differentiated is the strength and the extensiveness or the pervasiveness of that compassion is different, slightly different in all of these three vehicles. In the case of the, you know, the method of loving kindness and compassion generated at the Mahayana level is extremely noble or extremely strong, and then very, very pervasive. The wisdom that which is cultivated on the Mahayana path, then, although, you know, the logic and reason, although in the case of the hero's path, the Shravaka, and the solitary realizer's path, there is the direct realization of emptiness, but how they establish the basis of the reasons, the logics and the reasons that are utilized to establish that realization of emptiness, then the basis of the reasons that they use is more limited. Whereas on the minor path, then, is like limitless. Many different ways of logic and reasons are applied in order to you know, establish that realization or understanding of emptiness. So in this way, in all of the three vehicles, although method and wisdom method of love and compassion, bodhicitta, and the wisdom realizing emptiness are common to all of this. Yet the strength and the pervasiveness or the extensiveness of the method and wisdom then varies in all of these three vehicles. So this is in brief just introducing the slight differences in the method and wisdom practice of the three vehicles. So now, going back to the point of the teachings, where we were talking about the three jewels, the three rare and sublime objects of refuge, then, yesterday, specifically talking about the Dharma, in the first stanza briefly explains what the Dharma is about in the context of the true cessation and the true path. There is a praise of the Dharma then, and a brief few lines explaining the points of the Dharma. And then the latter verses then talks a little bit more in detail about the features of the Dharma. So here, yesterday we talked about three qualities attributed to the true cessation, three qualities are attributed to the true path. And so, and then with each of these verses, then there is a general explanation of the point, and then a more elaborate explanation of the Dharma, and then again a condensed meaning of the entire thing. In this way, you have these six qualities. Three qualities attributed to true cessation, true path, and then the general qualities. So all in all, there are eight within the ninth verse. Then there are eight characteristics attributed to the Dharma. Refuge of the Dharma having these eight characteristics to it. Then the 10th verse talks about a little bit more in detail, about the qualities of the Dharma. Due to being unthinkable without the two, i.e. contaminated actions and afflictive emotions, without conceptions, pure, clear, and antidotal, the doctrine is that which is, and that by which there is the state, devoid of passions or attachment. having the character of the last two truths. And so the first three qualities, unthinkable, meaning like inconceivable, without the two delusions and this action karma, and without conceptions, are the three qualities of this true cessation. And pure, clear, and antidotal are the three qualities of the true path.
So when we talk about due to
being unthinkable, meaning inconceivable here refers to being free of the four extremes that we talked about in the verse 9, not non-existent, not existent, not existent and non-existent, like that, and not, and these four extremes is what is referred to as being inconceivable in this respect with regards to the four extremes. And without the two refers to being without the two refers primarily to being free of the root delusions and the secondary delusions. So undefiled by the afflicted states of mind and the negative karmas or non-virtuous activities of these root and secondary delusions is what is referred to as without the two. So without conceptions refers to the basis of the true existence, basis of grasping a true existence. When we have the ignorance grasping a true existence, then you have ignorance grasping a true existence of self or a person, ignorance grasping at the true existence of phenomena. So without conceptions means being free of the defilements of these types of ignorance, grasping at true existence is what is without conceptions. So in this way, these three are unthinkable, inconceivable, or unthinkable. Without the two, without conceptions, are the three qualities attributed to true cessation.
Or you that in a ngosende mara zuba yendu sarwa dang oda ji rang mandan sabji nyembu oju dingar dang kanjang ji da ti da ba kang dingar dang dingar ko ta ba kanjang di ti ji kanjang da nyoma yu kanjang la sab ji na garda ji bu nyembu sang ni tin da wi che ju sam de ji yen ba song yong ni
Rumshi Tamba, Tapa, Rumshi Kandas, Yer, Tuda Jiga, and Goden, Yer, Tombani, Jiga, Kadizago, Tela Mubu Chani, Jiga, Rongo, Jiga, Nyomoda, Shiji, Dubut, Shiji, Dubago, Timmy, Tapa, Timmy, Tapa, Yonde, Toxer, Timmy, Tapa, Yonde, Yonde, Tambo, that Tombania, Nino, Nebu, Trigi, Monsum, the Server Divina Server.
So then the three, with regards to the three qualities of the true path, pure refers to the object emptiness, one's focus on the object emptiness, and out of this meditative focus, then becoming free of the obscurations of the two types of kinds. So this pure and clear is in that pure and clear refers to one's focus. Or one's equipoise in the object emptiness, and then clear refers to when one's mind is free of that duality, free of that duality, clear. And anecdotal in the with respect to the fact that one is able to cultivate through this meditative process, then able to cultivate the antidote to suffering and antidote to the true cause of suffering, the delusions and its action. So antidotal in that respect. So the being able to cultivate the direct antidote to all of the delusions and its action and the result suffering. The pathway says the doctrine is that which is and that by which there is the state devoid of passions, having the character of the last two truths. So here we can say that cessation to be free of defilements. What has caused this is cessation to be free of defilements is a result of having directly perceived emptiness, directly realized emptiness through the by the means of the true path. So the true path is like the subject, and the object is the cessation. So the subject true path is like the conventional truth, and then the object cessation, true cessation, is like the ultimate truth. So
devoid of passions here refers to, you know, having cultivated the direct realization of emptiness, which enables the exhausting of all extinguishment of all defilements, and having the character of the last two truths, referring to the subject and object, subject true path as being the relative truth, and the object cessation, true cessation, as in being the ultimate truth. So when philosophy is studied in the three major monastic universities of Tibet, you know, Sera, Devangon, then each of these three monasteries have two main colleges within it. You know, Sera has Che and Me, Devung has Gomong and Lose Ling, and then Ganden has Shaozi and Changzi, like that. So again, in accordance with the text that they utilize, then some designate cessation to be an ultimate truth, and then some designate it to be, say that it is not an ultimate truth. So when the philosophical viewpoint, which true cessation is not an ultimate truth, then that usually follows the Swatantika Madhyamika system. You know, and then the philosophical text that assert cessation, true cessation, to be an ultimate truth is accordance with the Prasangika Madhyamika system. So, in accordance with the writings of Lama Tsongkhapa, the definition for true cessation is said to be, that which is endowed with the two purities and endowed with the two purities. The body of Dharma Dhatu, in the body of the ultimate sphere of reality. So when you give with this definition, then you would have to say that this true cessation is an ultimate truth, that it is emptiness. So that endowed with the two purities, the purity of the natural purity by nature pure, and and the second purity being, adventitiously pure. So these are the two endowed with the two purities, and being the body of Dharma Dhatu Kaya. So So this is accepted as the definition of true cessation in the context of the Uttara Tantra and in the context of the Prasangika system as well. Rumchi Tanda Tapanisya the Timada
Rajanji Dimitaba Dong, Doverji Dimitaba, Tapani Dinsu, but you that Tindala Samatana, you know, Sabashing with the Zu, Kibumba Tangu Chunala Sabatava, Rajanji Dimitabari, Kosha, Rajanji Dimitabari, Doverji Tamadan Travadri, the Chuniji, Chunirari, the Nichuniji Kuri.
So when we talk about true cessation as being endowed with the two purities, totally free of the obscurations and the body of the ultimate reality, you know, must refer to a quality of the holy mind of the Buddha. Otherwise, if that is not clarified, then you can say, for example, the emptiness of the vase, you know, is because on the basis of that emptiness, then you would say, you know, that it is naturally pure and also adventitiously pure, and therefore it would you could say that the vase is the body of an ultimate reality or ultimate sphere of reality. So. This fault can come up. So therefore, when we sort of the context in which being endowed with the two purities, free of the two obscurations, that has to be understood in the context of the holy mind of a Buddha.
And then the verse 11 says, this devoid
and making devoid of passions or attachment is included within true cessations and paths. So free of attachment or devoid of the attachment or passion, that is the subject. From Chagdel the Yuchen Sha.
Chagdel the Yer Gauden Gauden La.
You got it. Being devoid of passion or devoid of attachment is the object true cessation, and the transcendental wisdom mind of the Arya being realizing that emptiness is the true path.
Lamden kōrum kia tāwā yāndō jīgā yāndē sāṁ sāṁ sādhū jīgā yāng gāgdēn gā tēng gā chē jū sāṁ jīgā sāṁ mē nīmē tāṁ mē bā sāṁ gā yāndē chē jū sāṁ dēng chē jū sāṁ dēng chē jū dēng gāgdēn yāndē ngī tā shamā yāng tāwā dāng sārvā dāng nyabū shā gā chē jū sāṁ dēng jī yār dēng lām dēng dē yāndē sāṁ gā gō nī shīvā yāndū tā chē jū sāṁ rē sāṁ rē chē jū nīpō nā jīvā dīlā gā gō nī tā
Respectively, those are also to be known by way of the three qualities each. So basically it's saying that the object true cessation has the three qualities of being inconceivable, unthinkable, without the two, meaning without delusions and its action. Karmic action and without conceptions are the three qualities of the object true cessation, and then the subject true path has three qualities of being pure, clear, and antidotal. So in this way, these are the six characteristics or qualities attributed to the Dharma.
ཁོ་ཅིག་དེ་དེ་ན་སམ་ཅིག་ཡང་དེ་ཡོང་ནས་ཡོང་ཅིག་དང་མེ་ཤར་དང་སེན་དེ་ཅིག་ཅིག་ཅིག་ཅིག་ཅིག་ཅིག་ཅིག་ཅིག་ཅིག་ཅིག་ཅིག་ཅིག་ཅིག་ཅིག་ཅིག་ཅིག་ཅིག་ཅིག་ཅིག་ཅིག་ཅིག་ཅིག་ཅིག་ཅིག་ཅིག་ཅིག་ཅིག་ཅིག་ཅིག་ཅིག་ཅིག་ཅིག་ཅིག་ཅིག་ཅིག་ཅིག་ཅིག་ཅིག་ཅིག་ཅིག་ཅིག་ཅིག་ཅིག་ཅིག་ཅིག་ཅིག་ཅིག་ཅིག་ཅི 소지 지워 남담 바바 로르크 지게 냐작거 이르크 니트르지 대바진데 저저 더버고니 조토거리 마도 옌 강고요 조드메 바 옌비 서르나 어지다 시와 냥고데니 어다 니스메 바 이스메 바 이엠바다 사미니미 땅미에서 듄디 디 땅미디 자반다나 가르세고 사 보이고 타나 사제자 유아리 사제자 가디 땅 마다고 땅대에 뜻을 기타 그 요선 미바인 바지 참미와지 떠바 남다고 떠바라 전에 떠비 지가 역 못바디 인두 땅미 땅미 디다치주 고된고 치주 섬다 다소 섬내세드이나 람뎅그 치주 섬보 떠보이온데 서베이온데 님부이온데 섬내 님마다 제베고니 어제 시바니 인성장이
And also, and then the verse 12, it is unthinkable because of being unanalyzable, inexpressible and known by superiors. Due to being quiescent, it is without the two, and it is without improper conceptions. The three purity and so forth, i.e. clear antidotal, are like the sun. So, in this particular verse 12, then what is basically being stated is that the quality of the true cessation being unthinkable, inconceivable with regards to inconceivable or unthinkable with respect to the fact that when it is unanalyzable, you know, by the analysis of the measure set forth by the analysis of the four extremes, and inexpressible because. It is the experience. True cessation is an experience of the individual who has attained that you know, who has attained that experience, and not something that which can be expressed by others other than the one who lives in that equipoise. So known by the superiors as in, you know, those who have attained that realization of that truth, attained that state of the true cessation, and that as ordinary sentient beings, then one cannot express what true cessation is. And Rumche di
Sumbadi and Pabin Chan Shara Sidina Papa Garzago Sanjin Baba Tuji Rango Sazo Rango Rigo Ishis and Anda D Yer the Show Yer the Jira Yemba Yandu Jiga Dili Yamba Jiga Sazi Jiwa Nandan Jiga Niran Dragon Badan Shanzan Papa Nam Ji Yon Jiga Tabar Java Yer the Meba Yambi Tau Meyer Sinida.
So when we say known by superiors, then that this experience of the true is true, you know, cessation is an experience of only the Arya beings, and it's not an object to be comprehended by ordinary sentient beings or hearers or solitary realizers or the bodhisattvas.
That day on the Naji, Jadarambuji, the Nan Tondre on the Nandi, Jadarambuji, the Tivy Shoutan, if she go, or that Jazu go with the Nan Tundin Tongi Siva, somebody you are never known, Tombola, Nino, don't you, Sergi, the wrong, Nino, don't you, Shibi, wrongest of your Mayan Badon, Jinji of your Mayan Badon, Ni.
So when we say unthinkable, because with a mind of duality, then cannot conceive it, and. Other person's mind, having a conceptual way of thinking, then cannot comprehend or conceive that true cessation. As long as one has, a dual sense of perception, then one cannot realize the true cessation.
Daddy and ကရဇေကိုရှေးဇံကြဝနာကျေပဒံတင်စီကြဝစီတန်ဒီချောင်းချောင်းယူကြီးချေကြီးကိုဥစားနေတဲ့နာညီဝနဲ့ဆိုပြီးနာတာကြီးချင်းကိုရင်ကြီးတပရကြဝမာယစီကြီးဒီဂျေဝံတဲ့ချီဒီနာညီဝနဲ့ဂျူရှိကြီးဓာတံရရမဆောဆူကေတံဒီတုံးကြီးနာဒသနေငိတကံဂျီကရဇေကိုဒရရှိကောင်းတဲ့ရှင်ဒရရှိကောင်းတဲ့ရှင်ဝ
So Rumchi is just explaining that if people are using the text of the Gelsugje's commentary, then that this point is clarified on page 48-49, where it says, that it cannot be realized by others, then basically means by other means of words or language. Then as long as one has the conceptual mind, then with that conceptual mind, then one cannot realize that true cessation.
Oji da de dan da dambo dan yua riri ni mar song ni da oji da samba de ji ni no ne ba tri ji ta bri ja ba ti ji de sam ti ya na tin de samba ge yu ge na samba na pha ba nam ji nyam jo su su rong rong ge ni no ne ba tri ji ru ba ja ba ni no da ji go ni ta bri ja ba ma yin ba ni no ne ba tri ji ta ba yin ba cha tin de ji ma ri sa yu ding
And the third point is basically saying that when one pacifies that duality then one is able then only one can realize true cessation as long as one has a duality in one's way of thinking then one cannot conceive or realize that true cessation
oji da din de ji no da di ngo den ji che ju sam go ri ba no ya din de yin din da lam den ji che ju sam go oji sam bo di ta sa ni bu sa se ge de oji da di aw na da da zon yu ri ni ba la ni ri na di aw go da tin den aw ma ji go no na ni ba lam den la ta pa don sa ba don yin bu o si ta ta pa se ji di ta me ngo san de ta bo che re che re ni de ba sa mo ji ru wa ta ma ni bi ta ma ta ma don ja ba me bi cha ni ta pa se ya oji sa ba se ji di ni ba na ti ku na ni ngo san de ta bo yi si ji o zi ji no wa da den bi
So then the last line, the three purity, talks. The three purity and so forth, i.e. clear and antidotal, the three qualities of the true path, being pure, clear, and antidotal, are like the sun. So this line talks about the qualities of the true path. So the true path, by saying that it is pure in the sense because, having directly realized selflessness. So, in that context, pure, clear, in as in having generated the transcendental wisdom, the illumination of the transcendental wisdom. So clear in that respect, and then antidotal in the with regards to the three poisonous states of the mind. Then, having generated the antidote for the direct manifestation of the three poisonous minds, and not only for that, but as well as for the having generated the antidote for the imprints of those afflicted states of minds.
Oji da jinaga guni da ji chu komjo de da dombo ndor temba or de jiwar ji ba oda samba ton de ba don ji wa oji da jinaga guni da song ja ba yin din ni da de ji zo ji da komjo dombo ni song ji komjo chu komjo ni di tron ne oji da samba gen de komjo ko yang de la yang de no jin ge dombo ji yin chu ju ji ji ne ndor ten ji ji de ne yang ji 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 ji
di yugo ni yong jik tong di tsar de sam yuwa yendu da di tongpo di sam de rong yin o sarabi yin nyumong o wo me zhigwi kong tong zho ke dong min ta xie yang tau tong ni tam chi la zubo song ji ji jik dhwa zubo song ji ji jik zubo dhwa me po lu nga la sam jian nam tong ta yi
So again over the with the Sangha object of refuge, again is the same. There's the first verse within the first verse you have like a brief introduction to the qualities of the Sangha and then offering of praise, and then then there are the following verses kind of which elaborate on it, and the last verse which sort of condenses the meaning of the Sangha object of refuge. So you have verse 13 within which you have the praise and frustration to the rare and sublime Sangha, and a brief introduction to what the Sangha is. Obeisance to those who have thoroughly realized the limit or the peace of selflessness in all transmigrators through perceiving the non-inherent existence of the entities of the afflictive emotions due to the natural clear light of the mind, perceive perfect Buddhahood as residing in all. To those whose intelligence is unobstructed and who are endowed with sight of the exalted wisdom that has as its objects the purity and infinity of sentient beings. Talking about the rare and sublime Sangha as in having the two qualities of knowledge. So I'm just combining in the verse 13 with the explanations that you in the slightly elaborate explanations that come in the verse 14, because just to present it the way it is in the abbreviated form is will be difficult to understand. So the two qualities of knowledge, you know, attributed to the rare and sublime Sangha is from the point of view of what they have come to be liberated from, what they have come to have abandoned, you know, from that, and then from the second quality being with regards to the
the subject, transcendental wisdom mind that they have come to generate or embody. So with regards to that, then there is this is explained in verse 14, which says, because the perceptions of their internal exalted wisdom of the mode and of the varieties is pure. So the two qualities of these in the case of an Arya Buddha, you know, due to having trained in the path of the, you know, the 10 grounds and paths, then accordingly, then through those successive paths, then having come to embody the realization of the ultimate mode of the existence of all phenomena, and also, having come to realize all the varieties of the existence. So, in the case of an Arya Buddha, then these two modes of knowledge, the knowing ultimate existence and the varieties of the infinite, the varieties of existence, then these two wisdoms or knowledge exist at the same time. You know, while knowing the ultimate mode, then knowing the varieties, while knowing the varieties of existence, then knowing their ultimate nature as well. And so, knowing their final mode of existence. Whereas in the case of the, you know, those who are on the hearer's path or the solitary realizer's path, those of the hero, Shravaka and the Pratika Buddhists, then in their case, then these two knowledge cannot exist at the same time. While the mind focuses on the final mode of existence, then it is unable to comprehend the varieties of existence. And while it perceives the varieties of mode of existence, then it does not perceive the final or the ultimate mode of existence. So so these are in the case of an Arya Buddha, then these two exist at the same time. And in having generated these qualities of abandonment, and they generated these this type of subject transcendental wisdom, then the community of the Sangha of irreversible intelligence, because there is no kind of falling back from those states, is endowed with unsurpassed qualities with regards to qualities undertaking the activities benefiting sentient beings. So here, in accordance with the commentary of Gyaltsub Jis, if people are following that Tibetan text, is on page 58, we're talking about the three qualities of that knowledge of the Arya Sangha, in the case of an Arya Buddha, then the knowledge of knowing the ultimate mode of existence, that knowledge which knows the varieties of existence, and the knowledge of individually knowing, the are the three qualities of that knowledge. And the qualities of liberation, the three qualities attributed to that liberation, being liberated, the quality of having become liberated from all passions or the obscuration of all passions or obscuration of all attachment. And you were the top
there.
And then the second obscuration that it is liberated from is being free of the obscuration of obstructions. So here, this being free of the being the quality of having become liberated from the obscuration of obstructions, primarily refers to the obscuration to omniscience or obscuration to knowing. In the case of the first one, the quality of having become liberated from the obscuration of passions or attachment, then it usually refers to the class of the obscuration of delusions. And then the third quality of liberation is the quality of having become liberated from the from the obscuration of a member, lower aspirations.
Or the member drivers, if you do, you chairman when chairman members, if you do, you do member drivers. The young drivers, if you do, you get none. Then the good is the young, you young, you Baba, young Suji, then young Baba, then or you do the zoo. Some of the member drivers, you do, around you, you crowded to a some go, you do, you do good drivers, then or you reach the money, you know, you drive the.
This third obscuration having become free of the obscuration of lower aspirations. You have another word, member? Actually, this is already included within the first two. But here a specific distinguishment is made in relation to, like, for example, those who are on the path of individual liberation, on the hero's path or solitary realizer's path, then, their aspiration or goal is for oneself to be liberated out of cyclic the goal is oneself to be liberated out of cycle existence. So this is regarded as a lower aspiration. So the third, the third point here refers to having become liberated from this lower aspiration.
Then he does Shama
The verse 15 and verse 16 kind of details those three qualities of the rigpa, you know, the knowledge. You know, the three qualities of, you know, knowing the ultimate mode of existence, the knowledge of the, you know, the varieties of existence, and then oneself individually knowing these three qualities of the knowledge are sort of kind of detailed in verse 15 and 16. Due to realizing the peaceful nature of transmigrating beings, that is, all persons and phenomena, they perceive the very mode of being of phenomena. So this is the first quality of our knowing the ultimate mode of existence of all phenomena. This being, because of the natural thorough purity and because of the afflictive emotions, are extinguished from the start. Because of the awareness realizing objects of knowledge and their finality, sees that the nature of omniscience exists in all sentient beings. They have knowledge of the varieties. So within these two verses are, you know, the kind of detailed presentation of the qualities of these three forms of knowledge.
Oji da dinda yin ba yin du da ri bu yon den sombo di ri ri ni ma ji ji ku jin sen ri ri shir shir sen da song a ni da din ni zhu bu yon den sombo di yin ni de mi yin la si ji di yin ba yin du ji da ni song sun rong na ji me bu de ba si ji di sa bo mi ding ni da di tu di nya na de mi yin si ji ni de ni ji de song yu ba ri oji da ji sa ji ngon hua lam ji ni ka sa tang bu ka sa
Verse 17, those realizations in that way are just perceptions by their own consciousness individually. That completes the three qualities of the knowledge. And then the last two lines, in the basic element of non-defilement, there are no passions and no obstacles. Thus, those are pure. So here, the three qualities of liberation. The third one is not directly mentioned. You know, the obscuration of lower aspiration is not specifically mentioned, but the liberation from the obscuration of attachment and obstruction is contained within these two lines, which says, in the basic element of non-defilement, there are no passions and no obstacles. So when one trains on the Bodhisattva's path, then particularly in relation to generating the wisdom, realizing emptiness, then one establishes that emptiness, that realization, on the basis of one entity, and then having gained that realization on the basis of one entity, then applying it
to all phenomena, because all phenomena is anyway pervaded by the same emptiness. Rumchi says we'll stop here for now, and then if you have questions with regards to these points, we can do now. Rumchi Tenchi Shuloka gi jitawa gi jitawa rigpe yonden da jinyiba rigpe rinne susur surang tobe yonden da zurumchi tsik dinsu chik yanjo chi di zawa dan jena
di zawa dan jena jitawa rigpe yonden di da jitawa jinyi nangana si jitani yishi ziba tobe yishalu din sharma dobon so lami yonden tanden nyo lami yonden tanden nyo si jitawa di jitawa rigpe yonden yishi yinba surdan That any chin yiban jambayon, then the Russia, Chunyu, the Tobisher, Jetta, Nicheta, Nyetayon, Roger Jina, Yon Tobisher, Yomodini, Sesher, Osigi, Oji, Sesher, Osigi, Tindago, Guni, Rid, Sesher, Osigi, Tati, Tijin, Yon Shishan, Tarti, Topo, Lu, Shishan, Tarti, Topo, Lu, Tamjin, Chamber, Chunyan, Samji, Tamji, La Yoba, Tonger, Jenny, Yoba, Nyo,
So I was just asking Rumchi to clarify, based on the root text, you know, the stanzas that distinguish, you know, qualities of the knowledge of knowing the ultimate mode of existence of phenomena, as you know, for that, that is completely the. The verse 15 talks about the quality of that knowledge, and then the second quality of knowing all the varieties of phenomena is verse 16, and then the third quality of once of individually knowing is the two lines of the verse 17, those realizations in that way are just perceptions by their own consciousness individually. So this is how the three qualities of knowledge are sort of detailed in the root text.
Jesus,
Shibar Zubi Zuba Jin Yiban Chamba Yishiso Niva Di Jin Yiba. Samba Soso Rango Rubano, Din Yiji, Temba Rubar Shawasi Dadi, Ganesu Gundrishi, Loks Yan Jamandu. When you daddy Savana, you serve and do anything that you daddy Alma Samu, read that Chautavadan member.
Rumi is reading from the commentary on page 58, saying, detailing that the knowledge, knowing a final mode of existence of phenomena, refers to the realization of emptiness, seeing ultimate truth, and by that reasoning, then generating the illumination of the mind, which is free of all of these adventitious defilements. So that, and then Rumchi just went through the lines relating to the knowing the varieties of phenomena with regards to the second form of knowledge, knowing the varieties of phenomena or the conventional conventional realities. So you can ask your question.
The Dharma jewel that we talked about starting in verse 9.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to see how that verse 9 is divided up into these 8 qualities. The one that is said undefiled here, I'm not sure what the Tibetan is that's supposed to be later referring to without conception? Because on the next page, on page where the last line of verse 12, where it says the three, purity and so forth, are like the sun. So undefiled must refer to conception, but it's not mentioned anywhere else in the verses.
You're asking with regards to the undefiled.
or ndurtenge kamni rang rushe va se jete yin che var di karse go di samme nimi tomme sambo ndwer va temi ni zon ji ta sar nimbu dama me va se du ta isi isi ozer no de se du ta sar sar va o ji da de ni Doctor Nimbo said, you know, the chapter don't tell me some of Jerry Zavai and do, Kanda Chapa don't, Rabu said, you and the chapter don't tell me some of Nimbo and Jumba, they were done in a mass in a teenager and we were.
Rumchi di Kongi, Kasure Kongi Rumchi, Time issue her, sir, Nandan said, di quash shiver.
Oh, the Time said, you know. Doctor was in you, Timmy Tapa, Tama, Meba, and do Tama, Meba on the Doctor in Yambusi, on the Lamdengue on the Sungan on the Tambu, Tapa on the Tama, Meba on the. Ye, she was there, non, then said, do survey on the.
So, Doctor, the, you know, the line where it says, you know, known by oneself individually, quiescent, undefiled. Are like the qualities attributed to, you know, when we talk about the three qualities of being pure in this undefiled, and undefiled refers to, you know, being pure or free of the defilements, and illumined with the light rays of exalted wisdom, then. You know, are the qualities describing the clarity, and the antidotal qualities refers to you know, the and the thoroughly destroying desire, hatred, and obscuration with respect to all objects of observation.
Free of conception coming.
Free of conception.
Free of conception is supposed to be. One of the
From the free of conception. Free of conception is is the quality attributed to true cessation. Because here, in the when we talk about you know, the three qualities attributed to true path, you have pure, clear, and antidotal. So, you know, this. This line, undefiled, illumined with the light rays of exalted wisdom and thoroughly destroying desire. These are the qualities of the pure, clear, and antidotal in the verse 10. Then, Rumchi, the Kongi, Gotengi Yunden Chiorwa.
Gotengi
Yunden Sumbut.
Ojuda de Same Dome 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 D
Some
Tomedi Sosorongo, which in March.
No, Rinpoche says the part where it says without conceptions known by in the root the verse 9, then without conceptions refers to known by oneself individually. Without conceptions, so due to being unthinkable, meaning unthinkable here refers to not non-existent. Not existent, not existent, and non-existent. And without the two is not analyzable as other than existent. From che di ni me di do tu lakh wa shagur from che
do tenla den da mi sik dang da ra ti di ti ka Tabara mani se jyoti yin jito sammi yin yuwarwa. Mitsi tangra se jyoti nimi ji. Sudo rongra se jyoti...
No. So, I made a mistake. Without the two refers to devoid of description. Devoid of description. Known by oneself individually is without conceptions. So, due to being unthinkable is the above. No, the four, not non-existent, not existent, not existent, non-existent, and not analyzable as other than existent and non-existent is what is meant by being unthinkable or inconceivable with regards to the four extremes. And without the two refers to devoid of description, known by oneself individually is without conceptions.
Because of being unanalyzable, inexpressible, and known by superiors, that seems to be wrong then. It doesn't seem to be. Is that actually what the Tibetan says, or is that?
Rumchi, Tanda, Inji told you, Shabjara, Dina, some the Meva Shia, the Kasure, some the meva gi deshe jorwa some the meva yimbi yunzen dile cheba meva jo the meva an pape kembas in just lila some the meva shwa
no ti gi chena de sambo yuwa ji chabni da de na ji rewa
Rumchi said that in describing the it is unthinkable or inconceivable in detail, then unthinkable has these qualities. You know, as being when we talk of something being inconceivable in the context of being unanalyzable, inexpressible, and known by the Aryas. So in the commentary, then it says that you know there is no words to sort of to express what is inconceivable, and you know there is no concept to ascertain that which is inconceivable like that. Inconceivable is that there is no language or words to express it. There is no conceptual process to ascertain it.
So that's different than devoid of description.
Where did you go to that? Devoid of description.
Some of the people who are not aware of
Mm-hmm.
ဒီအိုရီဒါဒီယုတ်ချီရှီဂီယောတင်တင်သမားကတပ်ကညီဝတနာငောပဒင်ပါတင်ညံထာယောကောင်းတယ်အောင်စမ်တယ်မေပါစီညတော့ပါမနီစီဂျီတေတလာကြတယ်ဒီနီတေညီမေစဒီနာသဝါတောင်ညောမောဝါညီကျေရူပါမေပါစီတင်တချီမာတန်တနာမန္တတိဂျီဂျီဂျီတောင်ဒီနာငိစကတောင်တဘတေကိုကိုဝီဝါရော
I'm just saying, you know, if you're for the with Tibetan text, page 49, then, you know, where it says, Rumshi, Topot and Rumshi Tanda, Samdumeba, Jyotumeba Sungur, Samdumeba Sungur.
Samdumeba Di, Tanda Gokarze Go.
Go, Go, Tanda, Tanda Deshikyan Sabdra.
Ri, Daddy, Jisiga Kavan, Dortenga Kav Jerky Jerky Duku, you are. Dortenda Jisini Tika Tika Jerko, you are. Dortendi Kongi Memo, your Majenda, or Tabaraman, you said you told this Sammy Kav. Dini Sammy, the only Sam on dinner, Sammy, Nimis and Sammy Jisi, Dini Karzego.
referring to the verse 12 in the root text. You know, the unthinkable, inconceivable, as because of the.
The chida, the ona yon jisiga nona, karzego, tangma shardansi jijensen, jomma shardansi jijensen, papin chema si jijensen, some kun, samminya si jidi, samminya si jidi, tangma shardansi jidi, ni dipsha jina. Jodamibadaji, Amar Samaji, Jodamibi Sharna, Shivani Nimi and Badiji. What you did, any Pabin Chamber and Bisharna, Tommy the Sosorango, but did you jerk who you are?
Rumsha says, you know, in verse 12, it says, it is unthinkable because of unanalyzable and inexpressible and known by superiors. And due to being peaceful, it is without two meaning, delusions and its action karma, and it is without improper conception. So, because it is inconceivable, it is unanalyzable, and because also you can say that because it is inconceivable, it is without conceptions, and you know, because it is inexpressible, then you can say it is without the two. Jodu mebe gunsenki ani nisum everes.
Re tapa mebe sherna samde mebe ani.
Because it is without because it is without conceptions, it is unthinkable, inconceivable, and because it is without the two, it is inexpressible.
Dani Baba Sosu Rambo Rugan Chimbi and B Sharana Garisego Tommy D.
And because it is known by superiors, then it is without conceptions. Okay, go ahead.
What they're discussing is very technical, and it has to do, I guess, some way with the real conception of emptiness. But for some of us, me, who are not so advanced, I look at some of the sections like 15, 16, and 17, and it really requires that we be free of obstacles, free of the three poisons, to be able to even approximate anywhere near understanding. And it also says, like in 13, that we have Buddhahood residing in all of us. So, for me it would be useful, and I don't know if for anyone else, if what could be addressed is how we take those steps to touch Buddhahood, if we're going to have any chance of understanding anything about it. So this is a very technical, I understand.
Kasure di tande kachu dette masve kasure takuchu resha mangche ta kanche mangche tomboni kol kyan resha an dilani krans tanyu keke yomaris an dindes che krangi shuloka dins mama lo yundu kan ya kasure so di chiba dins pangwa ya resha then nyomoto sumla sopatinde ta anchi khali khali di khasure ta susu gyu gi susu gyu la topo topo khase tomni tobe tombani tope topo ishi di so gyu le ke go ya indonesia san tanda di sikshe shina ta simchen gi gyu le ta tanda di shiloga khran gindung gyu jo gi yonden de ta kindungjo yenden tinalya kasure simjeng gyula sang sangge gi rik sochi yeve sochi cheba ta dinzu ta takot ta pento yala sogo chebren ta dinzu kwa dinzu tise tenda yo sobe lot of land was rich rich as
to di ko di wonde wodi de ngi wa ji tamba ni ko di jerta ko khawa chi Dinani tsawe santang da, tsawe santang yang dhurten jishi, jishi ke jishi. Tini yang jivi santang da, ti kunga dhamma dina tini. Tosi, jivi karisa go, nyakta se nanda. Tosi kapoda diye wariwa.
Rumcha says, you know, usually these types of texts, you know, dealing with Buddhist philosophy are very technical. In the way in which they present, and so you know, in much of these verses, you have the root text presenting in a very abbreviated form, then you know elaborating on it slightly, and then you know condensing the meaning of what has been explained like that. So, with regards to texts which deal with philosophy, then usually it is like that.
Yeah. ये ये नया जी तंबाने को कोला नामजी को लोडा मरुव मंबानी के मर ढोलने लगो तंबरी जी के बारे में
इस in some way you can say it's like you're having a dispute between a mind realizing emptiness and a deluded mind of ignorance having a dialogue or a dispute
मरुव मंबे ढोलने जी तंबरी बारे की yang tabo nam ji ke chero ke ti le ji jo ke yar yang sir tabo ko yang yar pe na ji tu de za ari no ni ji so so no ko ya de da da ma bu na ma ji ke ka de so to ne ma bu jo ko de to ba ni ko ko la ti ji jo ge wa ta ma bu ya ro
rum ji says like you know you have the wisdom of emptiness then establishing such certain viewpoints of how things exist, and then you have the mind of ignorance, then asserting its mode of existence. So like that, you know, there's a dialogue of question and answers going backwards and forwards. It's just like in America when you have people coming up for presidents, then you have a lot of one says like this and the other one says the other way around like that.
Nanji ke shirao ta mushi ma ba ni ge do ne ta wa yin na ji da ka ji ma si lo ka ji ma do ne ta bu ti to na ma ta ya
you know I'm just saying like even for just a presidency you have so much time of dialogue you know the even more so you know you have to spend for a, you know a wisdom realizing emptiness and then even and the you know the confusion of darkness of ignorance the dispute between these two has to be carried over months and years Go ahead.
I have a question about ignorance. I know it's not directly related to this text, but it has to do with about hypocrisy. And one of the things that was said to me is that if we knew how much suffering we're creating, this was said in a teaching here last week, that if we actually knew how much suffering we're creating, that we would stop. That if we knew we were creating conditions for that would create more suffering, we would stop. But we don't know, so we're ignorant. And so this is what my interpretation of it. I'm sure there's some problems with it. And then someone said to me once, you know, we're sort of hypocrites in that way, because we're trying to make it better, we're trying to fix the ignorance or learn, and we really can't, we can only go so far, because at least in my case, I don't feel empowered to change it. When I try to change it, it turns into aggression. So it's a very tough place.
Kasura, crying toward the tanda chabi di kol misakeme, juja di kol misakeme. You know, kasure ta kansa susu mesitel dunge mayong ya ta kange mayong che tu migu indre red migu indre red le. You know, susu lalen do ta na ta dunge ki gyu kyang sa du wa res lalen ta. And then sundu ka ta ziyan mikpa chik zindu kan, mikpa chik zin lalen tatu kan ta mayimba chik tatu kyo res. And this, then di zumba srosh reshas, lalen taya ta miyu di, enda srosh reshas. And yina ya chika, susu lalen taya ki tohne dunge ki gyu mambu enda saga yub, saga yub ha kubra chinda, di nguen zin tubra chinda, Rumchi says, you know, what you just described is exactly like what Shantideva says, you know, in his guide to a Bodhisattva's way of life, that, you know, how we are as sentient beings, down to the tiniest of insects, we all want happiness and don't want suffering, but the way in which we function is that it's totally contradictory to what we hold as our objectives, wanting happiness and not wanting suffering. And although those are the goals, but in functioning, what we do is in our daily activities, then we only do the activities that accumulate the causes for suffering, and then every occasion to happiness, then we destroy it. You know, so why? You know, the reason for that is, you know, for some it is due to not knowing any better. Then for others who don't know the better, then due to the power of habit, you know, due to being so habituated to behaving in that certain mode, you know, here, you know, talking lifetimes, then
unable to break that pattern of way of acting. So, from this first stand of knowing, you know, that you have another option, that knowing the better, then it really comes down to making every effort on one's own part to change the way in which one acts, or to change the way in which one thinks, and sort of, you know, to come free of that habit, of that old habit.
Rumchi
says that, you know, also within that chant, Deva says that, you know, no matter how difficult, you know, how stuck we may be in our efforts to change, but as long as one makes the effort, you know, and then as one makes the effort toward it, then eventually, you know, through our efforts, you know, and becoming contrived efforts, and then as one becomes more and more used to, you know, positive ways of thinking and acting, then gradually this becomes habitual. One becomes familiar with it, and then it becomes intuitive or very easy. So Shandeva says that, you know, in our life, that there is nothing which is not made easier by familiarity, you know, by being acquainted with it. So you can see, like in the televisions, like this, you know, people who train lions and tigers. You know, the normal, usually, you know, lions and tigers, you know, they're known to just attack, things like that. But, you know, then from young, you train them in ways so much so that they become like, you know, your pet kittens or cats. So if this is possible for lions and tigers, then as human beings, then we have far greater chance. We'll stop here for this afternoon.
Thank you.